Evan Stockton back alongside Jake Marsh. The Orange invades Atlanta to take on a Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets team that's under 500, 10-11 on the season. Kick out, Alvarado open, deep left wing three. And he gets the friendly bounce four times off the rim and in. That is a hometown roll, the exact definition of it. And Georgia Tech's up by nine. Howard the other way, drives right, and Ben Lammers rejects it. Frank Coward sitting on his butt on the baseline. Pass inside to Abdoulaye Gay. He bounces to Lammers, who goes up and had his shot blocked. Dolezal and Sidibe combined on the block, and the Orange comes the other way. Rolls off a Sidibe screen. He will take the right wing three, and he'll hit the right wing three. Tyus battles, silences the sold-out crowd. Howard moves along the baseline, and his mid-range jumper is pure. Frank Howard knocks it down. He's got four. They're attacking here. Step back from O'Shea. Brissett made it, plus the foul. Brandon Alston got a piece. O'Shea knocked it down anyway and can make it a third point at the stripe.
Trying to score on back-to-back possessions. A lob and an alley-oop from the right block. Chemistry from Alvarado to Josh Okogie, who hammers it home. And Georgia Tech is up by seven. Timeout, Jim Boeheim, 16:06 to go. Here comes SU, three on two. Dolezal slams it home. Right alley, stares down the Georgia Tech student section. And SU's within five with 9 minutes to go. Full court press, double team. Steele Brissett, he slams it home straight away. And SU's within three. Just like that, 38-35 Georgia Tech. Pascal Trufu lofts it up to Tyus Battle straight away. He's driving left side. Step back. Goes up. Nothing but net from 18 feet. When in doubt, hand it to your star. And Syracuse back within five. 7:05 to go in regulation. Stolen away by Alvarado. Hands it off to Okogie. He slams it home. And Georgia Tech's up by seven with 43 seconds left. SU on life support. In a game Syracuse had to have, they fall 4 points short. Here in Atlanta, the final score, Georgia Tech 55, Syracuse 51. In a battle of defenses, it's the Yellow Jackets who prevail.